It is the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Neil Lackerton, by Dan Austin, and by Fuad Hassan to talk about the weekend's football action, matters arising, and moving forward. I'm going to talk about the top of the table. I'm going to refer to the fact that we can actually still win the league. I checked this morning, which is a slightly mad situation. So Liverpool can technically and actually still win the league. They're 18 points ahead of fifth, so that's quite an interesting one. But it's still possible that Liverpool, in a very small way, are English champions. But you talk about City, you talk about Arsenal, because, I mean, Dallas got a bit boring at the bottom. It looked like it was going to be exciting. And then I think the Forest win. I mean, they've got to go to Burnley last game. But yeah. And then the other game's Chelsea, who were obviously, you know, having a bit of fun at the moment. But I think it just sort of felt like that with the results of the weekend, that it will be the bottom three, who everyone was sort of half expecting all season, and they'll be the ones to go.
Yeah, Burnley needed to match them, really. We got very excited about Burnley doing the Friday show the other day, because until the other day, they'd only lost 1-8.
Is that right?
Yeah, so they had all the momentum with them compared to the other sides. They've got Tottenham away next week, and I know that Tottenham are in really poor form, but Burnley don't travel I didn't necessarily think the Forest would have shoo in at Sheffield United, to be honest. Their away form throughout the season has been dreadful. I think Brayton Diaz had a couple of chances as well to put Sheffield United further ahead. And Burnley, by the sounds of it, actually started really well. He had the penalty shout that was... If it had been given, it wouldn't have been overturned. It's one of those kinds of things. And also had a couple of decent chances. And I think they'd have won the game fairly comfortably if they'd have just got one of them over the line. They've become, over the course of the season, that sort of team where just whatever way the momentum's going, they go with, and it kind of carries on like that. So I think as soon as they'd had the flurry, gave a bit of a shit goal away to go 1-0 down, it was a bit, they just felt sorry for themselves and didn't see a way out of it. And there's no real experienced leader there to sort of say, calm yourselves down, this is how we're going to get through it, talk everyone through the game.